Welcome to another exciting episode of Niger-ish with Prisca. You are wondering why you should listen. Why shouldn't
you? Don't forget
to
tell a friend about Niger-ish.
Hey guys, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How has life been treating you? It has been really hot, like really, really hot these days. I don't even know. At night, I always want to cry, but we thank God, sha. So, some days ago, it was Women's International Day, and people were happy. People were posting Happy International Day. Not many people told me Happy International Women's Day. I felt bad about it because I have people that could tell me, or I have, you know, people to tell me and wish me, but people did not wish me. It's fine, Sha. Someone that I didn't really talk to wished me, and it felt good. And some BCs, I got BCs. So I guess that counts for something. Going to be talking about women today, something relating to women, and I'm happy about this episode because although I'm the only one here, I feel like I have 40 other people or more people with me, because there was this form that people filled containing questions that I'm going to be discussing on this episode. A disclaimer: this episode is going to be really opinionated. You're going to be hearing a lot of my opinions, and you're going to be hearing the opinions of 40 other people. I know that some things I'm going to say, people are not going to be okay with it. So if you're not okay with anything I say today, please be kind. Be kind to me. Don't come for my head. Just, you can come and tell me what you're not okay with or what you're okay with. I think some people will be offended too. Some men will be offended today. Some women will be offended. Please, I just want to say that anything I say today, don't come for my head. Thank you so much. These questions I asked are about social constructs surrounding women's health, their personalities, and gender roles in general. So the first thing, I want to educate you people, because I just learned about this very recently, and I am a girl, so I'm sure many people don't know about it, and it is called PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Before we talk about what PMDD is, let's talk about PMS. So PMS is a group of symptoms that occur in women, typically between ovulation and their period. So this PMDD now is a severe form of PMS that includes physical and behavioral symptoms that usually revolve with the onset of menstruation. So like before their period, many women have to deal with this. And what are the symptoms? Anger, irritability, anxiety, panic attacks, depression, suicidal thoughts, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, food cravings, headaches, insomnia, all those things. So the first question that I asked in my form is about this PMDD stuff. But I did not exactly say that because I knew that many people do not know what it means. I also did not know what it meant until very recently. So I'm going to be sharing responses. I feel like this episode is for everybody. I'm sure some people would have reservations. Some men feel like it's not for them. It is for you. It is for everybody. So the first question is, have you ever been down, depressed, angry, or had mood swings days before your period? And like 81% of the girls who answered said yes. So you can imagine what girls go through. And then we asked them to explain how intense it gets and everything. Someone said that she has mental breakdowns and panic attacks, and she feels suicidal sometimes. So someone says that she cries and gives everybody around her attitude. Someone says she becomes unproductive, sad, she withdraws. Someone says she suddenly feels depressed. Someone says she feels unproductive. She's aching all the time and she starts to eat like a lot. Someone says that hers is very intense. Like her roommate suffers it because she now gets in what kind of mood like that. Someone says that it ranges from period to period. She usually gets low-key horny, but there was one time that she cried for a whole week. Someone says that her back aches her. Then someone says that she's very sad and she feels imprisoned. But I don't really understand what you mean by imprisoned. Okay, I know that when you're on your period, you'll not be free to do a lot of things. I guess that's what she's talking about here. There's this joke that I heard when I was very young, that when, as a man, when you're going for a party, an event or whatever, look out for the woman that is in a white dress, white trousers, white skirt, because she's not on her period. So imagine that kind of rubbish and funny joke. Someone says on a scale of 1 to 10, she can get to an 8. That is, on a scale of 1 to 10 of pain and intensity, she can get to an 8. Someone says that sometimes she feels like killing herself and she feels really down and she has no energy or will to live. It sounds extra, but that is how she knows that her period is coming. I find this really fascinating because me as a person, I've never experienced this kind of intense pain whenever my period is coming. For me, it's like very easy. In fact, I'll just see my period and I'll be like, oh wow, you're here already. Like, I hardly have cramps and all that. I do, but it's not that intense. When I hear girls talking about, like, how they're always on the floor and blah, blah, I, like, send my heart out to them and I feel for them. So the basic point of this is that it is a thing. So when you have a female friend or whoever that's complaining about this thing, she's not exaggerating. So the next question is still relating to this period stuff. What is the most ridiculous thing a man has told you about your period? I know that some men may feel attacked, but this is what you guys do. For me, I don't really talk to people about my period, so I don't know how any person would tell me any ridiculous thing. But the person or the people I've talked to have been smart. I surround myself with smart people, so I can say that with my full chest. So I don't think any person I know or anybody that I can be close to enough would say something ridiculous about my period. But there was a time when somebody was just surprised that, like, I did not get pain and all, because he knows that girls are usually, like, really in pain. And it's always funny when, like, I am telling someone, like a guy, that I feel sad or whatever, my mood just changed, and the first thing they'll ask, are you on your period? I find it really funny, Sha. But maybe because they have experiences from other girls, like, that's what happens to other people. So let us now hear what other girls have to say about the ridiculous things guys have told them. Okay, many girls are like me. They are saying that their men have sense. There's a guy that said that he would have eaten akara and puff puff if she had died. I feel like some jokes are really insensitive. Okay, it depends on how they were talking about the issue, Sha. But for her to feel like it was ridiculous, it means that she might have been offended. Okay, why would you say that if she had died of her period cramps or whatever, you would have eaten akara and puff puff? But, well, I can't say because I don't know, like, what situation he said that in. Someone said that a guy said that period cramps are exaggerated. According to all the things we've heard now, I think we should come to the conclusion that they are not exaggerated. I find this one really creepy because I don't understand. Let me read it. Nkoto, he said it smelled nice. Sometimes I actually think so, but he wasn't someone I was really close to, and it was just weird to think he knew I was on my period by sniffing around. I don't really understand what she's talking about. Like, it smelled nice. How, like... But you sure get that's something ridiculous a man has told somebody, but I really don't understand. A guy told a girl that she is just ordinary menstruation. It's not ordinary. Well, a guy told someone that she stinks. That is God, please. That's really bad. You should work on yourselves. Work on yourself. Someone asked a girl, are you still leaking? God, I don't know what her reaction would have been, but imagine someone asking me if I'm still leaking. Am I a pie? Then someone told a girl that menstrual cramps are nothing. They are something. No, they are something. Another guy asked a girl, in quotes, how is it like? Would it be pouring every time? Do you feel it pour? Okay, that's really funny. But you know, I don't want to, like, get into details concerning menstruation and all that, because this is not like a health episode or whatever. So if you want to know about how, like, the woman body works, you should read about it. If your girlfriend or whoever is complaining about her period, I think you should make an effort to read about it before you say something really funny and uncomfortable. Someone says that he assumed would sit on the toilet till the blood stops flowing. I believe that the person that, like, said this is a teenager. No, teenager, okay. Is a child. Because I don't know why you would assume that she would sit on the toilet till it stops flowing. I don't think anybody can be, like, let's say 15 or 14 and does not know how this thing works. I don't know. That's what I feel, Sha. Like, someone said periods are disgusting. Are they? Are they not? I don't know. A guy told someone that sex relieves the pain. Maybe he has the experience. I don't know. Okay, and last is that a guy said that people who get stained on their periods are dirty and careless women. I feel like this is one mentality that we should change. This thing is not easy. I think for me, okay, I forgot to talk about this. I said I don't have cramps, but what happens when I'm on my period is paranoia. Like, I get so paranoid. I can't sit properly. I'm afraid of standing up when I sit down because I just feel like, okay, I've stained myself. And I think it's a problem because in society today, if you see a girl that is stained, why would you assume that she's dirty or careless? You should just help. You should just understand and you should try to help her. Okay, let me just share this experience. It was like when I started at the beginning, the early stages. There was a day I went to church. Like, I was on my way back from church. And I don't even know, like, at what point I got stained, because I was walking and I was almost home when I discovered that I was stained. So I was really wondering where I was or at what point like of my journey that happened, or if like I was like that since church, and I was imagining how many people would have seen me and did not say anything. So if a girl is staying, it's not a big deal, really. It's not, I feel like we should take period and things like somebody coughing, we should normalize these things. Like, they are not so strange. We have mothers, we have sisters, and everybody goes through these things. So now, if you're a man and you're wondering what you can possibly do if your girlfriend, your friend's on a period and she's going through stuff, this part is for you. So I asked these girls what the men in their lives can do to make them feel better. Send me money, obviously. Many people say you should send them money. So if you have money and you feel like money can make this girl happy, okay, I must say that I cannot tell you what gifts to give your girlfriend. You know what she likes. So if your girlfriend's on a period, you should also like ask her what you can give her. So you don't necessarily have to give her anything from this list. So there's money. Someone says you should come over to give her a hug. She likes hugs. She likes hugs all the time. Be easy with her. Ask her how she feels, how you can make her feel better. Keep texting. Call her every time. Food money pad. Pad is very expensive. Pad now is between 700 to 1K. I believe that it will mean a lot to a lot of girls if you can buy them a pack of pad. Hot tea, lime, and tummy rubs. People are different. I cannot imagine somebody rub my tummy. Buy me her junks, pamper her, comfort me, buy me food. I'll just be saying me, her, anyone. Comfort me, buy me food, period care packages. I have seen someone collect, not physically, all my friends. I don't know what's wrong with all of us. Nobody has collected a period care package before, but I've seen someone that I know through someone collect it. And so it's really nice. You can do that for your girl. And girls can also do it to like other girls. If your friend is going through stuff, you can help. What else? Okay, so I like this one. She says, act or react normally. It's not magic. Understand that I'm going through hormonal changes and psychological too. Send period packages of funds. So yeah, stop acting like she's dying or like, yeah, something like that. Just be normal. Do you get it? It's a normal thing. Someone says she does not have men and so she doesn't know what they can do for her. That's really sounds somehow. It's something I can say, Sha, because I don't think I expect anybody to do anything for me. But then I will not mind. Someone says you should cuddle her. Someone says satisfy her cravings and get her pad. Bro, everything is now expensive and do not vex her. I feel like this is very hard not to do because we've already said that during this period women are like fragile, they have mood swings and all that. So what am I supposed to do that will not vex you now? I don't know what is it supposed to do that will not vex you. We can't really say. Somebody says she do stuff while she sits down doing nothing. Interesting. Then I like this one. This last one. I'm going to read on that one. Understand that my hormones are driving me crazy and how I didn't choose to be the complete opposite of my normal self on these days. I would never ask him to, but if he buys me sanitary products, I'll feel so loved. So you should understand that during this period, your girl might act really crazy. Just understand, try to talk her through it. And of course, she would appreciate a pack of pad. Someone says that you should make jokes. You should recommend books and movies to see. Someone says that you should cook for her. Listen to me rant. Give me random hugs and help with the cravings. Comfort food. Get pills for her. Send money. And someone says, I like this, but really they can't do anything. At the end of the day, anything that you do might not make her any happier. But yeah, try. And as I said, I should talk to her about it. Because imagine getting her everything and she doesn't even feel any better. So try to talk to her about it. So that's the end of the period stuff. Next one is about personality. I like this part. Some men were not okay with the fact that I excluded them from the form. But I already said that this episode is relating to the Women's International Day. I promise I'm going to do an episode about men. I'm actually hyped about that because I know that men really want to say a lot of things. So wait for your turn. But now listen and learn. So now the first question is, do you feel the pressure to be pretty, to have the perfect smile, personality and body? Let me answer my own. Yes, I do. Late secondary school days, SS1 to SS3, then early university days, 100 level. I did not really like myself. I like had a lot of problems with myself, how I walked, especially how I walked. If you know me, you know that I walk really funny. I had a problem with like how I walked, how tall I was. And I think I now got used to it. Like when I got used to the university life, when I saw that people were taller than me and I was not even too tall. I'm not used to it still, but I don't feel as bad as I used to feel about it. In secondary school, God, teachers used to frustrate me. I'd be on the assembly ground and they'd be like, stand straight, stand straight, stand well. Hey, Prisca, yeah. And it used to tire me because this is how I am. This is how I walk. This is how I stand. Like, I know that I should do better, but you cannot kill me now. So I had like this pressure. I remember writing one time my newsletter about this day. I think the newsletter was about sad days or bad days. So I was really sad that day. I was in the library for a long time. Then I left. I had not read. Like, I was in the library just doing nothing. I was so angry with myself. So that day I was really, really angry and sad. And I was just walking. I knew that I looked bad, like ridiculous, because I felt really bad. One thing I was praying for and hoping in my mind is that nobody would ask me to smile. You can imagine, because I am already used to like walking on the road and frowning, according to some people, franking my face and just having this expression because of maybe I'm not feeling so well, and some random person will just say, smile, Joe, you're not fine, or yes, you are fine now when you smile. I know that some men think that this is not a problem. I remember one time that men were angry, that what do we even want to say? They'll say you are fine, you will complain. They'll say that you should smile, you will complain. See, there's a way you say it. Sometimes people are like, what's wrong with you? Smile now. And you just smile because, okay, my person is worried that you're looking really, really worried. But there is no way you will not come and telling me I'm not fine, I should smile. Do you think something really bad just happened to me? Like, you don't even know what I'm going through and you're already like telling me that I'm not fine because I'm smiling. That day I was really frustrated and I was already hoping, like, imagine me walking and just hoping that nobody asks me to smile, because I was not even in the mood to smile. And if anybody had asked me to smiling, I don't know what I would have done to this person. So yes, there's this like pressure to smile, to like have this good personality. Most of the time I look how I feel. So if I'm really angry, don't ask me to smile, leave me alone. If I see a guy that is frowning his face, waiting concern me, I will not come and tell him, smile, you're not fine, something like that. So let's see what other women have to say. Okay, yes, 44% of the women that answered said that they feel that pressure. 33.3% said they don't really know, and 22.2 said no. So I guess this is not so bad. Not everybody gets this pressure. And where does the pressure come from? It's mostly from social media, obviously. Then someone says, from her need to be desired. Of course, there are external factors, but she recognizes her own dissatisfaction with herself and she's unlearning it. So sometimes we don't even get this pressure from outside. We get it from within. Like, I did not mention that. Apart from like my teachers and whoever pressuring me to work well and stuff, I was not also okay with where I was walking and how tall I was. I was not okay with it. So I had to learn to accept them before I got used to what people were saying, and I let it stop affecting me. Okay, and someone says she hears people praise these features that she doesn't see on herself. So that's like how she gets pressured. Imagine people praising girls that have dimples or I think stuff like that, or girls that smile a lot and then you know you don't smile a lot, or girls that, what else are the questions saying, that have this vibrant personality, or girls that have like banging bodies and you don't have these things, of course. Or some people will feel pressured. Someone says that she feels pressured by songs, men, the media, and most importantly the privileges that those that have it have. And someone says from her childhood and teenage days she was always the odd one out. She's working through it and it's not as intense as before. I'm happy that you're working through it, whoever that you are. Then, do you feel pressure to lose or gain weight? 55.6% of the girls I asked said yes, and 44.4% said no. Yeah, I've not been pressured to lose or gain weight. I like the way I am and nobody stops me. Or even if people even make comments about it, it doesn't move me because I like the way I am. And I think that's like one thing. If you have accepted however you are, people's remarks would hardly affect you. But it doesn't mean they should keep saying it. So where does this pressure come from? Someone says her mom, and that's really bad. God, mother should stop doing this to their children, honestly. Someone says family member, society. I like, someone says, if my body wants to grow, she will grow, exactly. Someone says, friendships. People will be like, wow, you've lost so much of it. And someone's like, where is all your bum bum from before? These things might be funny, or me say, I can say it sometimes, honest. And I'm not even talking to men now. This is like everybody, the whole society. We make such remarks and it's like really funny to us. But it's not funny to these people that are on the receiving end. Then someone says, my BMI was nearly overweight. It came from myself. Many people pressure themselves to like reduce weight or gain weight. And I want to say, from social media, there are some jokes that are really insensitive and they're going around now and people are always reposting and I don't find them funny. Like, why would you post something like this on your status or wherever? There's one I saw that a girl passed dog the back like because she's like a bone or something. Okay, it sounds funny, but imagine someone's reading it and she's insecure about her weight and how slim she is. These things are not funny. I know some people will now be like, I'm taking everything seriously, blah blah blah. I know, but I cannot imagine, like, if I'm going through stuff and I see jokes about it, I don't find them funny. So these jokes are really insensitive. Then another one I saw is you use medicated soap bath, your breasts disappear because it looks like pimples or something. Like, how is that funny? And some girls even repost this. These things are getting to people. Then the last one about like body and stuff is, do you feel pressure to have curves or a flat tummy? For me, yes, I feel pressure to have a flat tummy. I don't feel pressure to have curves. I joke about it that I want curves, but if you can say me, I know for a fact that I'm still going to get it though, because my mother. let me not talk about that. But for the flat tummy, I remember when I was younger, like secondary school, a friend told me about this guy. She was talking about this guy that is her friend, and this guy said he hates girls that have big tummy, and if they're like walking on the road together, you just see a girl that has big tummy and be like, oh my god, see that girl's tummy. I think that was when it started for me. So ever since, I just tuck my tummy in subconsciously when I'm outside. I just do it, like I don't even realize that I'm doing it until I don't think about that. Oh my, this girl, you're holding this thing inside. Oh, think of walking on the road and some random boy hating me already because I have big tummy. So you get that kind of thing. So yeah, I feel pressure to have a flat tummy, but I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to stop eating or whatever. Waist trainer, that thing is not for me. I went one time, I almost died. So I'm not going to like do anything stupid, but yes, there is the pressure to have a flat tummy. And someone says that when she grew up, if you don't have curves, they will mock you and your attempts at attaining desirability. That's really weird though. And that's really funny that your parents, or growing up, they will already be mocking you that people will not find you attractive because you're not curvy. Someone says, flat tummy is my personal goal. Nobody they pressure me. I like that. Okay, I want to read this person out word for word. I think I always have, but lately, after losing so much weight, it's more pressure because if I don't have bum bum again and I don't have flat tummy too, I'm not sure I won't just throw all the full mirrors in my house away. So this person is saying that she's like losing weight and she's losing all her features and like she's not so happy about it. So I think from this, it's also self-pressure. And I'm going to read this also word for word. Growing up as a teenager, I never liked my body, probably because the friends I had what I wanted and were getting all the attention, and so I felt invisible. But recently, I thought about it and realized the attention I thought I wanted was very unhealthy. But now I have friends who make me feel enough. My best friend never wastes the chances to call me sexy. It just warms my heart. This is also something everybody should try to work on. If you have a friend that you know she is insecure about her body, try to like motivate her sometimes. Try to ginger her. And lastly, there is this constant shaming of girls that don't have a flat belly. It feels like you're committing a crime or you have a disease. Even when you see them on TV, they are portrayed as lazy. Then, have you ever wanted to wear an outfit out so bad, but you didn't wear because of what people would say? 76.9% of the girls said yes and 23.1% said no. Me, I know there's this gown I had one time. I love that gown so much. But I could not wear it out because I just felt like, I don't know, apart from what people would say, it's how I felt. Like, there was this day I noticed that whenever I'm in my house, I can wear anything and I feel okay. But whenever I go out, it feels like the gown is all of a sudden shorter. I just have this urge to like drag it down. I feel exposed. I feel like, oh my god, my legs are outside. I feel like people are looking at me. And one reason is because of the way people look at you, men especially. They look at you like they want to just swallow you or something, and I don't exactly like that. So now this is like a very interesting part about gender roles. You have the takes of everybody here. Do you believe women dress up for themselves? Many people said no. Many people said yes. Many people are in the middle. Let me say my own. I think this is people come and attack me. Do I believe women dress up for themselves? I can't say 100% yes. Okay, I'm not talking about everybody now. So people don't come and say I'm generalizing. The question is not, do you think women dress up for men? Do you think women dress up for themselves? So when you're dressing up, it's not like you're dressing up to impress any man, but you're just dressing up. Okay, we've already said that sometimes you go out and you already think of what people are going to say about your dressing, then you now change. That's already you not dressing up for yourself. So I don't think that every single time or 100% of the time or all women dress up for themselves. I think they dress up for other women, they dress up for men sometimes, they dress up basically to please society. So me, as a person, I don't believe that people dress up for themselves all the time. I'm not saying that some women don't dress up for themselves, though. I'm saying that not every woman does it. And yeah, Then let me not see what other people are saying. Exactly, this person agrees with me, and this person says, not all the time, and it's not just women. People sometimes dress up to impress others. Then someone says, I believe women's reasons for what they wear is up to them, and doesn't matter as long as she's not hurting anyone. At the end of the day, I feel like some people dress up for themselves, while some people do not. Some do, a lot others don't. Even though I believe that some of them would love to dress up for themselves. Exactly. I think that's a really good answer. Some people would actually love to wear what they want to wear. But at the end of the day, they end up not doing it because of what people will say or how people will look at them. Someone says, yes, women dress up for themselves because that is what people believe. And no, because it is in the human nature to want to impress and be admired by others, either by the opposite sex or people in general. This one wrote something really long, and I'm going to read it out because I like it. I believe that everyone should be able to dress however they want, and I don't believe that women dress up solely for men, like some men think. But I also don't believe that all women dress up entirely for themselves, because we are all human. We thrive on commendation and compliments. You definitely want a large part of the population that sees you that day to tell you that you look good. So the society and trends largely influence women's dressing, even if they wouldn't want to admit it or they don't like that particular clothing piece. I think that person just like sums up everything I have said. So even if you're not doing it consciously, you're doing it. And the next question. Okay, do you have male siblings? If yes, do you feel there's a difference between the way your parents treat you and your brothers? I also ask the guys if they have female siblings and if there's a difference between the way their parents treat them and their siblings. For me, my parents don't really treat me and my brothers differently when it comes to like spending money on us, training us, like education. They treat us the same way. But when it comes to training, I remember when I was in primary 5, I think when I entered JSS1 or something. Okay, before then, my brother and I used to have this timetable for washing plates, or as some people would call it, doing the dishes. Then when I now like finished primary school and I was going to JSS1, I think that was it, they just announced though that it would stop washing plates. Why? Anytime I think about that, I get offended. How did I agree? I should have revolted as a young girl. But luckily and happily, many people said no, that there is no difference between the way their parents trained them and their siblings of the opposite sex or gender. Men are funny, like this question about men now. If it's the answer, they will never give me what I need. Yes, no, yeah, yes. I'm not sure about this. I don't have male siblings. Yes. I don't know why you guys cannot be expressive. Like, people do have energy in your replies. I can't wait to do episode about men, honestly. But I feel like if I have to do that episode, I'll have to bring a man here because I didn't know anything about you people. And then I also like this question. Do you think it is the man's responsibility to provide and protect? So some people are like, according to the Bible, yes, it is a man's responsibility. Then many people are like, no, in this day and age, it's not a man's responsibility. Let me just tell you what I think. See, I feel like it's not his responsibility. Like, the way the world is now, women can take care of themselves. They can provide for themselves. They can protect themselves. It's not a man's responsibility to take care of and to protect a woman and to provide for her. But he should, as long as he can. If you love somebody, all these things we are saying is just trash. Once you love somebody, you will do anything to, like, make sure that they are safe and make sure that they are comfortable as long as you can. That's like the summary of everything. So women should also take care and protect their men when they can. And I'm going to like give instances of some movies like Nate and Maddie from Euphoria and Jake and Adi from One of Us is Lying. You see the kind of relationship that they have. Jake and Maddie. Jake has this like desire to protect Maddie every time. When he thought that she was raped, even if he knew, I think that Jake knew that she was not raped, he still went to go and fight for her and all those things. I feel like that kind of protection is not really needed, because we are not saying that you should protect this woman, that she cannot speak for herself or she cannot defend herself. That's like a really stupid thing to think, that a woman cannot speak for herself or she cannot act for herself, right? Then for Jake and Adi, he was so controlling. When we are saying you should protect your woman and you should provide for her, we are not saying that you should control her every step, her every move, stuff like that. You shouldn't. Sometimes we actually need men. Okay, let me talk about myself. Sometimes I feel like I do need like a man's protection. Not that I need him to love me or I need him to fight for me. This time on my street, some boys is still on the road and you just sit there, and I hated passing there. And so I just need like my brother or like a male figure to walk with me. And I feel like it's not really my thing. It's like a societal thing. Because I know that when I'm working with a man, they will not stop me. They will not do anything to me. So this is like some things that we need to think about when we are answering these questions. That's how the society we are today is. So I'm going to be reading some responses from people. Someone said this. Is it their responsibility? No. Because this has somehow been misconstrued to be obligation. Both parties are to provide and protect, but seen as the man is supposedly a dominant figure, he is necessitated by society to do more. Basically, it's between you and your partner, but in my opinion, it should go both ways. So as a lady, you are also to protect and provide for your man, as it is in your capacity to. There are some trends on TikTok, like if you're not using iPhone 13, don't text me. Can you come? If you're not driving this, don't text me. Like, those jokes are just really insensitive. And then there are also these jokes of a king was born today. When your like boyfriend is celebrating, that's all you have to offer. But on your birthday, you expect packages and money cake and all those things. I don't know, it depends on how your relationship is, Shah, but I believe that both men and women should provide. That's basically everything I have to talk about. But I asked if people wanted me to talk about any other thing, and they said yes. So I have some funny things I'll be answering, but majority of them can or will be answered in other episodes, because this episode is already like really long. But I'm going to be touching some of them. Some people, about 5 people, talked about women and entitlement, how they feel like they're entitled to your money and whatever. When you now feel like you're entitled to them, they now like start to have a problem with it. What are you bringing to the table? I am the table. Come on, which table are you? Another one I saw that you want me to go out on a date with you and you cannot buy me what I will wear. She be that wants to see me. Like, why do women sometimes behave like they're not getting anything from being with a man? I feel like that's what I have a problem with. And I think this is like the entitlements that guys are talking about. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, because that's not like the major focus of the episode. Then someone also said, who should make the first move in relationship, and about money. Me, I don't know. I feel like how you guys want to spend your money in a relationship depends on the two of you, on both parties. I can't talk about that. Then for who should make the first move, if you like somebody, make the first move. Me as a person, I'm not making the first move, because men are I didn't even tell you guys that this past week I have resolved to stop saying men are scum, and I've stopped being wicked. It's still in Misha, but I'm trying to stop. So I'm not going to say men are scum, but I will not make the first move, because I have done something like that one time. It was tragic. Someone asked me why I like Fireboy so much. I like Fireboy so much because, I don't know why you would ask such a question, but I'll answer it regardless. I like Fireboy so much because I feel like we have so much in common. I have watched his interviews, I've read his interviews, I have just seen the kind of person that he is, and I feel like we have so much in common. I feel like if I meet Fireboy, like if I have a chance to speak to him, we can have stuff to talk about for hours. Do you know that kind of feeling? Like, where you just feel like you know somebody so well, or you can connect to somebody. So that's what I have for Fireboy, basically. I feel like we would be good friends if we have the opportunity to. Okay, someone said the way period mood swings affect relationships. We've already talked about that. Apart from even period mood swings can affect relationships, I know. I feel like you guys should just talk about it, have an understanding. Your partner should understand that you have mood swings from time to time. And you also, as a person, should try to control your mood swing. Someone told me that I should learn to control my emotions and not let my emotions control me. So if you also have these issues with mood swings and whatever, learn to control them and do not let them control you and affect your relationships. I feel like Dr. Love right now, because I've talked about like love and relationships, and let me say, I have like, let me not cast myself. Let me just continue. Like I said at the beginning, everything I said on this episode, now my opinion, I beg, please. If you have any contrasting opinion, tell me, please. I'm not fighting with anybody. Don't come for my head. Thank you to everybody that contributed. I would really, really love feedback. Like, I want this episode to like spike up conversations. I want people to come and text me, reach out to me. Thank you to everybody that contributed, that filled the form. Please follow Nigerish on Instagram. I used to help my career. Tell your friends to follow Nigerish if you're already following Nigerish. Sign up for my newsletter if you haven't. Thank you so much. Don't forget to tell your friends. Tell another friend. To listen to Nigerish. Thank you. Bye-bye.